Alrighty. With the weather warming up, it's time to start thinking about home improvement projects. And the most important yet overlooked spring home improvement project is, well, it's getting your roof inspected to make sure it's still keeping the water outside of your home. The freeze-thaw cycles of the winter can cause the shingles on your roof to become brittle and to develop tiny micro cracks in them. I want you to call my friends at Victor's Home Solutions. Call them today before the spring rush hits and schedule a free 21-point roof inspection. They're going to go over every square inch of your roof and make sure there is nowhere water can get in. They also allow you to catch minor problems early and fix them with an inexpensive repair. Repairing water damage from a leaky roof is far more expensive than keeping your roof maintained and making minor repairs along the way. If it is time for a new roof, Victor's has you covered. Prompt follow-up, on-time appointments, clear communication, perfect installation the first time. I was a paying customer twice and couldn't be happier. They also offer an industry-leading 50-year leak-free guarantee on every roof they install. So call today before the spring rains. Get into your home. 1-866-VICTORS. That's 866-VICTORS. 1-866-VICTORS. Of course, you can go online simply at victors.com. Victors.com or the number 866-VICTORS. We continue here on location. Can I go right into my next interview, or do they need me to come back to them? Not getting any signals. I'll just continue here. Do they have more to play? I can go. Okay, so I'm very happy to say hi to Shatika McDonald, Michigan Office Managing Director of Accenture, with like over 20 years of experience delivering transformative digital, AI-powered, and customer experience solutions for leading organizations. You've got a commitment to Detroit. And the last time we talked, Shatika, first of all, good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Was it a good meeting?
It was a good meeting. It was actually really, really nice. I enjoyed all the speakers.
All right. I'm going to ask you about them coming up here in a minute. But sure. I got to ask you this. Last time we talked, you were going to be moving into a new space in the new Hudson building. Did that happen?
That's right. We have moved officially into the new Hudson building, the Accenture. We're on the fifth floor. And it is absolutely fantastic. I'm going to give a little bit of breaking news here if it's not already public. But in the spring, we're going to have on a 12th floor, like a rooftop dining experience that will be coming for all the GM and Accenture and all the suite owners that are there in that building, so for all the tenants.
So there'll be a special rooftop restaurant?
It will be.
And breaking news.
I know. I'm so excited about it. Hopefully Dan doesn't call me about that.
Yeah.
Well,
it's just between us.
It's just between
you and I. I'm not going to tell anybody.
That's right. No, but I'm super excited about the opening. We're going to actually do a special opening on May 12th for our Accenture clients and all of our partners in the state here. So really excited about that. I'm going to invite you guys to come over, too. So
well, I hope that you will do that.
I will do so.
You're being recognized as a Crane 40, top 50 leader in Michigan. Yep. Blending innovation with purpose to create lasting impact for clients and communities. You've done a marvelous job.
I appreciate that so much. And when I hear the 40 and the 40, I'm like, oh, how long ago?
Are you over 40 now?
I am over 40 now. I will not tell you how many years over 40.
I'm shocked.
I take it.
I thought you were still under 40.
Oh, my God. I'll take it all. No, but I'm so excited. Crane's has been awesome to us. It's been awesome.
God bless KC Crane and before that his dad and before that their grandfather. I mean, Crane Communications, a great family
Fantastic.
Business.
Fantastic.
And we haven't seen Keith in a while or KC for that matter.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, what did you take away from the Detroit Economic Club panel? It's just you can hear people leaving. They're just now getting out. What did you get from all this?
So here's what was interesting about the panel. One, I'll say it in three big takeaways. One, the reality is the biggest lesson I learned is that uncertainty is not going to go away, and they talked about that today. However, paralysis analysis is not an option. So while we are completely in the space of being uncertain, what's going to happen? The war, tariffs, gas prices, oil prices, we're all in this spiral of things that are happening. We also can't stop and pause and wait. And that's kind of like what a natural response would be, is to pause and see what's going to happen, what direction we're going to go in to prepare the best strategy. But the reality is we still have to be able to move forward. And I enjoyed them being able to say that. You know, they talked about the production of cars are, you know, 15.8 million, you know, down from last year was 16.4, but we're still producing cars. Cars are still selling, even though the monthly payments are over $750 for most cars.
Wow.
People are still doing that. They're still buying houses. People are still getting to mortgages. There's still a lot of movement that's taking place despite all the media and what the news is telling us about how things are slowing down.
Was there a best guess on if interest rates, say, for home mortgages should be coming down?
They didn't specifically talk about home mortgages going to be coming
down.
But Gus did mention the reality is that he sees for the next year or so us being in kind of maybe this state, things will go probably a little bit worse, so to speak, before they get better. So,
talking about the guy we opened the show with, guys, Gus Fauché, Senior Vice President, Chief Economist, the PNC Financial Services Group, and Mike Wall, Executive Director of the Automotive Analysis and S&P Global Mobility.
Yeah.
Did Chinese cars come up at all?
Oh, Chinese cars came up. And here's what I learned that I wasn't aware of. And Accenture has a huge footprint in the auto industry. You know, here in the United States, we have probably about 10 or so manufacturers, maybe even less than 10. He said 5 to 10. But in China, there's hundreds of them. And they just had a Beijing auto show where they showed all these new products that are completely innovative.
And mostly with our technology stolen from America, the Chinese have been very good at that.
Right. And so they're displaying that now in their auto shows, and that is going to be coming. So I left with feeling two different emotions. One, wow, we have 10. They have hundreds. That could be tough. However, the 10 that we have are cranking out, and we're still doing so well with the manufacturers that we have here in the United States and, you know, Canada and all the things. So it's okay. I think, you know, it's much to be there's still positivity there, you know, despite everything that's going on right now.
You've been all over AI. You were ahead of the game. And, and they, I think we're supposed to be talking about organizations that get value from AI as opposed to those who are still kind of stuck experimenting with AI.
Yeah, and Mike mentioned that. Mike Wallace, the other gentleman that was on the panel today, he talked about in the auto industry, while they are still moving forward with AI, and they see AI as productivity multiplier, right? You're able to get all those cars out a bit faster. AI is doing some of the welding. So there's spot functions and specific things that AI is doing, but they're still somewhat struggling with the strategy overall and how that strategy turns into tactics. What I would say is, for Accenture's perspective, the difference is focus. So most companies right now are reinventing themselves and pivoting to being an AI company. What does that mean if you just throw AI tools at things? If you don't understand how that actually applies, then it's not going to help. So focus is the difference in getting to some of those specific use cases.
Accenture is so lucky to have you.
Oh, man, I'm excited to be at Accenture and be here with you. I missed you last time you weren't here, so it's good to be back.
Oftentimes there are people who say they're filling in for me, but they've got me stuck in a closet somewhere, and I can never get out. Shatika McDonald, Michigan Office Managing Director for Accenture in their new space at Hudson, and brings all of her expertise and enthusiasm to Accenture. You ought to check them out. I think they can do good things for you, too. Shatika, thanks for being with us.
Thank you so much for having me. It's always a pleasure and an honor. I'll see you Tuesday, May 12th at the grand opening.
All right. It's a deal. Somebody write that down. We continue in focus at WJR.